So we want to get, want to move forward on finishing up Socher Matzkes so we can move on. So just a few quick, you know, points before we continue discussing Maseiros HaMafteach and then move on to the next issue. So we were discussing Socher and why it would be that given the reality of Chamira Didei, why would it be that Socher would be a better candidate for either Bal Yirah or Bedika? Of course, it's fascinating if we're mechalic between them. We've seen that as well. And we discussed that quite extensively on Thursday, where that's based on some sort of presumed a hakna of the end to the Socher. You know, that would be a kiddush maybe in Tuchus Kinyanim, but the result of that would be to kind of neutralize the kiddush in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz or Bal Yirah. If the Be'en really is in the Rishus of the Socher, then it's very understandable why a love livdok or a love levatel, etc. The kiddush there is the just, you know, the assumption that you can do that. A, that there is a hefker, mitzad maskir, and B, that there's a sufficient basis for kinyan, mitzad, hasocher, whether that's kinyan chotzer, which is what it sounds like in some of the achronim. We mentioned the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Lamed Zayin. I should mention that the Magen Avraham, you know, again, he's a little obviously mistopic because he thinks that both people should do bittul, but also in Taf Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Tez Zayin, the Magen Avraham there also develops this idea. But as we said earlier, we found this idea already in our Bina Manoach. I should have mentioned it's also, I mentioned that I think it's implicit, something like it, in the Ravid, but we'll get to that in just a second. But we find it among some of the Chachmei Provence, and actually the Meiri, one second. The Meiri also makes this suggestion, Alatar, that there's a kind of implicit hefker. But again, the assumption is that the mafkir is, that the maskir is mafkir, that there's a mechanism of hefker, and also that there's an implicit kinyan for the socher. I mean, at this point in time, especially, having ownership of the chametz is probably of dubious value. So in addition to the mechanism, you know, chotzer, chotzer midas, chotzer mishumar, all of these kind of questions, there's simply the question of whether nichale, and whether he's going to be kone bal korcha, you know, or not. Again, there's still time, I guess, to get rid of the chametz, to eat the chametz, to sell the chametz. Maybe it isn't such a big question, but either way, it's interesting that you know, that you have this perspective. So the Meiri says, "Kol shabedika la socher, yireh sha socher mevatel. Yafa bi sheina shelo." So he thinks that the kinyan is not midin chotzer, but it's a kinyan agav. There's something called kinyan agav. When you're kona karka, that you can be kona metaltal and with it. And then he says, v'yesh omrim shebizu ala maskil mevatel, shein zim mevatel mashena shelo. V'ein nira lichein, Shem hitartalo esabior lo tatilo esabitol. So he doesn't like being mechalek between the bedika bior and the bitol, but it certainly makes a lot of sense to make that chiluk. V'koshelo bitlo. Then he goes on to say lo ze v'ze yireli shein echad mehem over bebayir abayimatze zelafi shein shalo zelafi sheino bershuso. In this, he's like the other Chachmei Provence, Ram Chalava, Sefer Michtam, others, as well as Rabbeinu David. But again, it's an interesting early formulation about this idea that maybe there is either a Kinyan Chotzer or Agav, etc. Again, we talked about Rabbeinu Manoach, who thinks that even if you don't own the chametz, maybe there's bittul, you know, just because you're the one who would violate the Bal Yirah Siag Doraisa of Shema Yochal. 2 days in Rabbeinu Manoach. So there are different formulations on this matter. regarding the Ravid, Josh Kaufman made the Ara to me that if you look at the language of the Ravid, it doesn't really seem like he thinks that there's an actual Kenyan, just that whatever there is sufficient for Bal Yirah or and Bedika. And I think he's right. The way the Ravid formulates Maseiros HaMafteach is Lo mipnei shekana oso bekach, el mipnei shesilek hamaskir es atzmo meoso chametz. Instead of there being a kinyan, what he says is that Maseiros HaMafteach is a siluk. Ukimi shefkiro dami. He doesn't say it is hafkir. It's kimi shefkiro dami. The asach daita minei. This is all mitzad the maskir. Apparently that's enough, you know, to distance him from it. The kamle b'rshuzocher, I think that means physically. V'hasocher shabba b'rshuzo olav levara. So I agree with Josh. I think that, again, in terms of the Maseiros HaMafteach idea, it doesn't sound like Maseiros HaMafteach does anything directly. That part I stick by. It's that Maseiros HaMafteach reflects an orientation, which in turn is koveya, at least for biur. And that is the appearance or the simulation of a kind of hefker without there actually being a legal hefker. So the fact that the maskir walks away from it, and the fact that the socher, it's kamle b'rshus socher v'asocher shebab b'rshuso, that's enough. So I think, again, what this mostly highlights is the fact that you can kind of break the laws of ignore the laws of, maybe it's not a good formulation, like the spirit of, you know, Kenyan rather than the formality of Kenyan is koveya when it comes to bedika, biur, maybe even bal yirah. Again, in the continuation, the Ravid says that if it's ba'atra denagi lemikne legamri, then that becomes like situmta. That would be a real Kenyan. That, of course, is important perspective too. But absence a real Kenyan, it sounds like and again, according to the Ravid, you don't have to contend with, you know, the beginning of the Gemara, which is, like, why is that considered Kamiriti Day if it's really either Hefker or Kenyan Agav or something like that. But as long as formally it remains in the bailus of the maskir, even if that, and the Gemara's suffix is what circumstances relieve him, either of Bayra or Bedika, or, and, you know, transfer that to the socher, that's good enough. So you really do have very fine differences of formulation here in terms of, you know, what exactly is happening. And these differences are very critical to determining, like, what is koveya legabe, bayra, bitol, biur, bedika. And again, if you're mechalik between them, all the merrier. But either way, the idea that maybe it's not full Kenyan, maybe it's some partial Kenyan, maybe it's not Kenyan at all, maybe it's fully attitudinal. Mi rotza b'kiyum mondichale mitzuraf lo, mityaches lo, right? Or edo mityaches lo, even outside of the formal. That's, of course, what is so fascinating in this particular context. So this is something that the Rishonim are already struggling with and have views on, and the Achronim, you know, even further might expand on this idea. So, of course, the possibility that Rishus may be Koveh in its own right, either together with or as an alternative to Bailus, which we discussed the other day, is something which emerges very strongly, right, in these contexts. So both the, I should say both it, because one is working off the other. The Pnei Yehoshua originally has this idea where he basically says that, hold on 1 second, I know I have it here somewhere. Here it is. The Pnei Yehoshua, you know, also has the diuk that maybe according to Rashi, not like the Rashash, not like the Marshal, that according to Rashi, if we were dealing with Ba'yira Doraisa rather than Bidika Durabanan when there is Bittel, that under those conditions, the Socher, again, would be the Mechuya. And he, of course, is very troubled by this. Like, how could it be the Socher? He's not the Bala Chametz. Again, and to take the view and say that he is the Bala Chametz, actually, like, you know, that gets into the troubles that the Mekar Chaim was, that seems to be against the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. So he says, Pirush Rashi, number one, he's bothered by two things. The Diuk in Rashi that the Socher is Kone the Bias. Has that fit in with Vava Min Aleph and the Sugin of Arizara and everything else? That's one problem. The second problem, if the diuk is that the socher would be chayiv ba'yira, like how does that fit in A with the Gemara, and B that chametz didei, B with logic, wouldn't you think that the masker would be the one who would be chayiv? So this is what bothers him. Mashma lechor de pshidilei lebali bay da baysu shel socher. That's chiras kanya. I'm reading the Pnei Yehoshua now. Same problems we've been dealing with. Oh. But his conclusion seems to be that in Ochanami, the way to read the Gemara on, and this is what the Makar Chaim picks up with, just his formulation is a little bit different, and that is that the Maskana on Vav Amud Aleph is that with regard to Bal Yiroa or Chametz, in Ochanami, Socher is the Balabayas. That's number one. And that number two, that is Koveya for Ba'yira Ba'imatzai. So there are two chidushin, right? In the question of the status of Schirus, Chametz, Ba'yira, Bedika, whatever it's going to be, is Koveya for the Socher. But by the same token, in the struggle between, let's say, Bailus and Rishus, Rishus is the davar hakoveya, and this is the line. I'll read you the line. Imkay tisha mina lechametz manavshach dimriku beisolina mitzvah taraisach and amilam mishkachin and bedechamir didei the ikar chiyuv bedika. Now he says this by bedika. You could be mechalik between bedika and ba'yira for sure. The emphasis of the Pnei Yehoshua here is on bedika. The ikar chiyuv bedika bebayis. So he's not talking about even that the chametz vis-a-vis ba'yira depends on the rishus. He's saying bedika is a chovas habayis. Dichsiv lo yimatze, or the language could apply to ba'yira too, bebatechem. Again, he's not invoking, you know, Rabbi Shmuel the way I was. I still think that's another or an overlapping idea. But he's saying, based on the Gzeres HaKasuv of Bivatechem, that Bedika maybe even be, or maybe even Ba'yira, depends on Rishus. Devadei Shitas Rashi B'Meshach Kasav Hari'ata Ba'yis Shalo Hayim Kedefrishes. Avagav the Sechira Slo Kanya, generally, Afilo Hocher Over Dechsiv Lo Yimatze. This is referring to Ba'ira. V'darshin in the Kaban Misha Matze Biad Chalin and Sechiras. Avagav She'en Chamet Shalom. Kenirin Pirish Rashi Le Kaban. The way he's reading Rashi is that this Maskana Vavo Min Aleph is that Legabe Ba'ira Medika Chametz Socher is sufficient. He's a Konah. And maybe even the Gabi Bidika, certainly more so than the Maskir. And he himself goes on to say that according to Rashi, maybe even Hefker, since there's no Ptur of Hekdesh and Akum, would be Pater. Well, again, follow up with that in terms of Akum with Ramban Al Torah, the Ramban, elsewhere, the Shagasarye, when we get to Daf Hey. Then he quotes a Sefer Torah Chaim, which the Or Chadash also in the Shittim Kubetzas here quotes. I'm not sure who the Torah Chaim was. Somebody should look it up. Shekosav the Kaimlan Kolecha Shabayis Shalo, Afapish Ein Chametz Shalo, Over, Bahainu Kedefrishes. El the Meshekosav the Kaimlan Lo Yadati Meicha Pshita Leikokach Adar Miloshen Aposkim Mashvul Hafech. The Pnei Yeshua says, from most of the Poskim it seems that the Masker would be Chayev for Bal Yiroa because of his bailos. But the Torah Chaim thinks that if anything, the Socher is more Chaim. The same Torah Chaim is also quoted, again, by the Or Chadash. I'm not sure who that is either. I have it through the Shita Mekubetzes, this convenience sefer that was put up by Harav Gershuni. So in this Shita Mekubetzes, he says, because of a Torah Chaim that comes by lay, ma'achar sheshneim over ma'bayir by matzei. Actually, Torah Chaim's own view was that while the socher is the predominant party, actually both socher and masker, each one will be chayiv bayira. As I mentioned, I think that the Rishonim will hold that way, but it's not as clear in the Rishonim. Meaning, we have the full range of views when it comes to bayira, whether bailus is koveya, dafka, rishus is koveya, dafka, you need bailus and rishus, or either one will be chayiv, and actually both could be chayiv. So this Torah Chaim holds ma'achar sheshneim over b'bal yiraya. The way to read this our sugya, hamaskir shachamet shalom vasocher shabrishus munach hachametz. Domina la taroa shalachayir ma'ane dafka shalakum v'gavoa below sheyisrael chaver. When you have two Yisraelim, both are chayiv according to him. Not that both are potter. Not that only one is chayiv, and a debate about which one. Therefore, kami baile almi livdok, who has the chiyuv bedika, when both of them have the chiyuv, since both of them are mechuyev, the question is which one is mechuyev more. So again, that is an important. These are really important perspectives in this issue. So that is how the Makor Chaim also wants to explain. Where did I put the Makor Chaim? That's also how the Makor Chaim wants to explain Rashi. He too thinks that the Socher is Chayiv. One second. So he says that, again, he reads Rashi that if we were dealing with a Dindaraisa of Bedika or of Ba'yirah, that would be the socher, not the maskir, who would be chayiv, not like the rashash, not like the marshal, in Rashi, but not because of, you know, this idea of hefker or chatzer or agav. No, because based on Xeris HaKasuv and Avavu Min Aleph, that is koveya, is that lo yimatze, that bayira, and by extension, Bedika as well, all of these depend bi'ikar on Rishos. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua, says a lot of what the Pnei Yeshua says, and then he just expands upon that as well. I'm just going to read the line if I can find it. Okay. Here. This is on Tuf Lamed Zion. He says, "Efsha shazeu ritzon Rashi." One second. Earlier, v'nir b'kavanas Rashi. Right, that it, and he thinks it's all a socher. Tama pnei Yeshua, askiras lakanya. So he quotes again, like Pnei Yeshua does, that the pshat and above is that tzchiras is konan, and tzchiras is dominant in Bal Yeruah. Ahashta asa shaper divrei Rashi bekan. Shekosav atam de bedikas komitz rabbanu de midarais of bitul sagi. Dilo haya sagi be bitul bi alma, rak afilo haya mafkir mekomakom haya chayiv levaru. Kamo shekosav Pnei Yeshua, di milcholom mematina rak shal acherim v'shal hefker. He means hektish. Im kein vadai chol chovas bdika la socher do ikar hakpodas al Torah rak al bala bayis v'lo al bala chametz. Da afilu chametz hefker kapid rachmana sholi b'bayis. Again, this is certainly against Tosus on Dalet Amud Beis. V'legabi hachametz mikri beischa legabi hasocher v'lo lamasker. Again, the marshal disagrees on that point. Marshall says, even Bedika, which he thinks is a Chovas HaBayis, is mostly ala maskir more than ala socher. Dava motzi la socher v'lo la maskir. L'zeh kasav Rashi, midar reis l'bita b'yam l'sagi, loik b'ita Torah, bayis kla, rak shalo yeshalo, rak shachakomi mitzrichu bir l'chametz af shabitlo. U'mesupa kashas, Torah zeh al mi. So then he goes on to say that this is also the pshat in Mesiras HaMafteach that Rashi is l'shitaso. I'll get back to that in a second. That Rashi is l'shitaso. That when it comes to chametz, it doesn't depend on bailus. It depends on rishus. And with regard to rishus, I'll read it later, Mesiras HaMafteach is a proper kinyan. Okay. So that is just again to expand. So we have a full range. I'm not trying to, again, complicate matters, but there's a full range of views on socher, maskir, both, neither, for pragmatic reasons, for fundamental reasons. How different are the requirements of chametz than typical kinyanim, and also whether you're mechalek between Bal Yeruah, Bedika, etc. Chovas HaBayis, Chovas HaGavra, Chovas Kinyan, Chovas Rishus. Okay?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan takes the Pnei Yeshua and Makor Chaim, but he spins it a little bit because he says, he doesn't think he's spinning it, but he says that he uses their idea to explain why the Socher will be Chayiv when the Maskir is Mafkir. So he says, like, even if it's lo nechale, it doesn't matter since it's considered to be matzai biyadecha bibateichem, and then he's a bailam even on the chametz.
Even if he doesn't want it.
Right. So he's saying
because bailus on chametz is defined by rishus.
Exactly. But he's not saying it's just because he's the baal bayis. Meaning the Mekor Chaim and Pnei Yeshua are saying, even though the bailus is on the chametz is on the maskir, it doesn't matter because it's a din in the bayis.
Oh, you mean the Aruch HaShulchan is saying he becomes the bailim on the chametz?
When the maskir is mafkirit, then he, even if it's lo nechale, since he's acquiring the bayis, he also becomes the bailim on the chametz.
So that's a chametz din, though.
Yeah.
So that's an added, put that on the record, that's very good.
So that would work better,
I think, again, with my idea, which is that it isn't just the gzeres hakasu of beischa or Gvulcha, but it has also to do with the Rabbi Shmuel part, you know, of the sugya, right? So then you could say, oh, the Beischa Rishuscha, whether you like it or not, because the whole Bal Yeruah you don't like it, right? But that's, you know, Asana Kosov Kilo Bishuso. Asana Kosov Kilo Bishuso Shel Balabayas, right? I don't know if he says that, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan Tav Lamed Zayin. Okay, great. Okay, good. So, yeah.
Sorry, just to clarify, in the Mekor Chaim himself, but doesn't he sound like that whole idea of bias would have been true only if we didn't hold a bitul b'yam asagi the way
Rabbi? Yeah, he has that a little bit. I mean, he seems to start with that.
Well, I'm saying even
I think the yisod is still correct. What?
I thought that's Sol Pshat. That's why Rashi Dafka makes this says out Pitel B'Amasagi and this is a Medika D'Rabbanan, because he thinks that Rashi's Dafka telling you that Midiraisa, like, we're not Makpid on bias.
Yeah, but that's only because he thinks that Rashi Lishitaso thinks that Bittel isn't Hefker, and therefore he doesn't spell this out, but I think this is what he means. It's Bittel B'Machshavto. So I think that's true. But I think that the that part of it is like a very little bit populish, if you ask me. So I don't think you need that part necessarily. But it's right. I do think he does say that. Okay. So again, in light of all this, again, the idea of being mechalek between, mocher velokeach and masker and soker, even in the first part of the sugya, becomes very interesting. Because clearly, the lokeach is much more of a bialim than the socher. You don't need a lot of this stuff. So even the people who might say, if you believe that Rishus is koveya, for say Kamarshal, let's say, that Bedikas Chametz, Doraisa, Rishus would be koveya, but that would still be Alamaskir. But of course, you would never say that about Mokher and Lokeach, right? So both in terms of eliminating the maskir, as well as upgrading the likelihood, that the new owner or the new reality assumes the chiyuv, right? There's good reasons to be mechalik in this question between mocher and lokeach and maskir and socher, right? Both from the, it weakens what the maskir still retains, and it strengthens what the socher may not yet have. So that's an interesting question that the poskim and Shulchan Aruch, deal with. They wonder, why didn't the Gemara speak about mocher and lokeach? Okay, now let's get back to Mesiras HaMafteach. That's what we began with at the end of the last year. So the information on the Gemara is, a little bit mixed. Akiva, our Gemara seems to say what? Just in terms of the Talmudic evidence.
That Mesiras HaMafteach is the defining factor in who should do the Medika.
Gemara says that Mesiras HaMafteach is a defining factor in the Medika.
Whoever owned it on Lelio Dalet, if the Mesiras HaMafteach didn't happen before Lelio Dalet, it's on the Maskir. If it's after Lelio Dalet, it's on the Socher.
So again, the tempting thing would be to say that that is a reference to Kin, right? And that's certainly what Rashi says. And it's also how the Rashbam in Baba Basra understood it, correct?
Yeah.
The problem is the other Gemaras, right? Both of which seem to say what?
That Mesiras HaMafteach wouldn't work, that it's either late Chazi V'Kani, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. Yeah.
So it worked for late Chazi V'Kani. It doesn't seem to work in its own right. So that's a stira in Sugyas. And the question is, what do you do with that? So that's the problem. Part of the additional problem is that, you would be tempted to be mechalek between Schirus and Kenyan, right? But then you have another Gemara that seems to say that Schirus Karka is dependent upon, the regular dinam of Kenyan, right? Of Mechira, namely Hazaka, Kesef, Shtak. So when you put all those Gemaras together, that's where you come up with the view of Moshe Rishonim, and that is that we need to make an adjustment in our circuit. And that adjustment, as we already noted, can go in two different directions. Moshe, Wahlberg, what are the two directions they can go? We're going to discuss them.
You can say either that there's no Mesiras HaMafteach has no real function insofar as Kinyan, and it has some other function where there may be Tosfos, there wasn't a Kinyan, and really it's for some pragmatic purpose, or the run where there was a Kinyan, and the you still need Mesiris Maftach for some reason.
But these are the two opposite views. One is that Mesiris Maftach is effective in its own right, even absent the Kenyan. That's the Chiddush of Tosis, right? Or you could say what the Ran says, which is that Mesiris Maftach is Ma'akev a Kenyan. You have a Kenyan, but it's not enough. Correct? Okay, so we're going to get to back to those shitas in just a minute. But before that, you know, we have Rashi to consider. So what does Rashi say, Akiva?
The debt is the Kenyan. The Mesira gives him balance over the Rishos.
Is that all he says?
Mesira Matiachu Kenyan Haschirus.
Oh. So what's the extra word? Kenyan Haschirus. And that's a word that you can either think is important or you can ignore it. You can ignore it by saying, I mean, he said it, so what do I mean you can ignore it? I mean, you can ignore it being consequential in what sense?
I mean, the case we're dealing with in the Gemara is a case of
Schiros. Yeah, the case of the Gemara is Schiros. So that's what we're talking about. That doesn't mean that he's making a statement. But since there are contradictory, you know, Gemaras about the effectiveness of Mesiris HaMafteach, so it's very tempting, right, to think that maybe Rashi is, you know, precluding the question by adding the word Schiros, saying this works for Schiros, even though it doesn't work for Kinyanim, right? Bazeh, right? You know, Tiratsnu as Asha'ela. Correct? What about the problem of the Gemara saying Kishem? Kiva?
So we said that maybe there, that only says that the Kinyanim that works for, that work for Mechira, can work for Schiros. It doesn't mean that there aren't more Kinyanim that work for Schiros.
Right. Now, I didn't say it that way, but Josh Appel, and I think Noam also mentioned to me, that the Korban Asanel, and I think Nathan mentioned that with the Megine Aretz, says also?
Megine Shlomo.
What?
The Megine Shlomo.
Oh, Megine Shlomo, sorry. Who's Megine Shlomo?
I think he's the Rebbe of the Shach.
Oh. Okay. Who's a Taurus Chaim? Anybody find out?
He's the same author as the Tzon Kachin.
Who is the Taurus Chaim?
Yeah.
Oh, the Parashan Kachin.
Yeah.
That's very well, very off quoted. Okay. Anyway, so these are like early acronym. Pretty. I mean, like old classical acronym. So the Megine Shlomo also says what the Korban Asanel says. Right? Anybody have the language of the Korban Asanel open in front of them? Josh? Okay, great. So I like that very much. That's very similar to what I was saying, obviously. I would just formulate it a little bit differently. Again, it seems like Megine Shlomo and Korban Asanel are both saying that, you know, when the Gemara says that the Kinyanim of Mechira apply to Schiros Karka, that doesn't mean, it means whatever works there, but there are things that work in Schiros Karka that won't work in Mechira, because Schiros Karka is a lot, basically what he seems to be saying, a lot less ambitious a Kinyan. And therefore, it's more easily, you know, if you want to be kona something lechalutin, you know, mi'imka, what does he say? Mi'imka ad mi'tahom ad, you know, ad rakia. If you really want to, you know, completely own and acquire something, so then, you know, you need a certain kind of a kinyan. But if your kinyan is more functional, right, you know, then a lesser kinyan, or maybe a pragmatic kinyan. So more pragmatic kinyan, so therefore more pragmatic maisa kinyan is sufficient. So what I would prefer to say is to go a little further than that. And that is to say that this isn't a, no, the Gemara in Bava Kamma is very meduyak. Schiris karka requires the kinyanim of karka, namely kesef, shtar, chazaka. But what will constitute a shame chazaka? That's where the distinction that is elaborated in the comments of the Karmen Nesanel comes into play. And the reason that I say that is because chazaka is possibly a very unusual kind of a kinyan. And that's what I started with last week. I just want to elaborate that a little bit more and establish that a little bit more. Namely, we talked about the Rambam and the Ravid, right, with regard to whether or not you can make a chazaka, kinyan chazaka, on the karka by means of an act on the peiros. So what is that again? What is that issue? Noam?
The Rambam said that you could use schirat kark, achilat peret for cheskes kinyan, and the Ravid said not only for cheskes kimolshanu.
Correct. And by the way, that's a very critical issue in the way the Rambam interprets the Gemara of Tzana de Peri, about the relationship. In my opinion, very strong indication of the Rambam believing that the words chazaka in cheskes kinyan and cheskes raya are not just, you know, similar usage or similar, you know, language, but that there's a conceptual overlap. Some of the cases that are understood by some Rishonim to apply to one are understood by the Rambam to apply to both, including the case of Tzad the Peri. But if we learn about Basra next year, I guess we'll speak more about that. But either way, this will be an important episode. So the Rambam, what do you have, the Noam, do you have it open, the language of the Rambam?
He doesn't say achilat perot, but that.
Not achilat perot, but what does he do?
He has to put his behemoth there or spread out his perot. He has to be mishtamish in it.
Okay, great. And then the next halacha.
Hamocher sade lechaver v'nichnas bo halokeach v'zara o nara o she'asa per te'ilan o zemaro v'chol keretz b'dvar me'ilu harei ze kana sh'arei hechzik v'nechad me'en yachol achzebo. V'chein im asaf hamocher sal shel perot v'natan lokeach kana lokeach miyad b'chazaka sh'arei gila daito sh'ikna lo sade zu kinem gamor v'nasu perot of shalom.
So even if he gives him the peros, right? That's the Gemara, that there's a debate whether that's referring to cheskes gimel shanim or kinyan chazaka. Again, we're not going to detail that right now, but just you should be aware of it. What does the Ravid say about the whole thing? Both hasagos? Noam?
The Ravid says it's not mechuvar to him, and then achirat peret is not a chazaka. It's only for cheskes taina, cheskes gimel shanim, not for kinyan.
Correct. You have language?
Yeah. Omer Avram hamilta lo mechavre de chazaka de hachazaka achilat peroti veachilat peret lo mehani ela keneged taina aval lemitnem ba ara lo kani ela midi de mehani ela ara kein na'al vegada.
Oh, well, that's important. What does the Ravid alternatively require?
It needs to be a tikkun in the karka, just like
you're making a chazaka to be kona the karka. You have to do a maisa chazaka begufa karka. You can't do a chazaka in peros or something like that in order to be kona karka. Oh, there is an important. And then the second Ravid again, it's the same thing, basically, right?
Yeah, Omer Avram kozeh holech al derech shekatav ad kan l'shon.
So there's all. I told you to look also quickly at Hilchos Chiyum Matana. Did you see that, Noam?
I'm not sure which Perek.
What is it, Perek Base? Is it Perek Beis? I'm not finding anything. One second on my desk here.
Yeah, I think it's Perek Bet, Halacha Bet.
Start from Beis Aleph. Do Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Nichse Ger Shein Lo Yorshim, Benichse Hahefker, Visade Shemechara Ha'akum Lo Yisrael, Ve'adayin Lo Hefzik Ba. Kulam Dinam Shave, Kola Machzik Ve'em Bederech Midarech Ha'chazaka, Kmo Shebe'anu Be'elcha Mechira, Kana Chutz Me'achilat Perot.
Whoa. So what's he saying?
He's saying that the difference between Cheskat Kenyan by, you know, Dazachar Makna and Mochar Lokeach and Nichsei Hefker is Achilat Perot.
The controversial one, in other words, right?
Right.
Ketzad?
So Ketzad, Alokeach Kaka Mechaver, Vechzik Ba, Beachilat Perotea, Kana Kmo Shebe'anu. Aval Benichsei Hefker, Nichsei Hager, Afilu Achal Perot Ha'ilan, Kama Shonim, Lo Kana Gufa Ilan, Velo Gufa Karka, Ad Sheyase Mase Begufa Aretz. O Yavod Avoda Ba'ilan. O Mase Beisha Achat Sheachla Perot Dekel, Shoshis Hashana. O Ba'achat Vehechzik Ba'ilan, Be'avoda She'avad Begufa Ilan. V'amase Lefnei Chachamim, V'amru Zeh Ha'acharon, Kana.
Wow, what a, she must have been so disappointed. Right? Noam?
Yeah. I mean...
So you're not so worried about her. Okay. What does the Ravid say?
Omer Avram kol zeh holech al derech shekatav lamala behilchot mechir perek ala ve'eno nachan be'ena. Ad kan lashon.
What, now read Halacha Gimel.
Yesh v'am rabim shim hichzik v'hen halokech lo kan adayin, im hichzik v'echad mehen b'nichse hager o b'nichse hefker kan, ketzad amotze platrim gedolim b'nuyen b'nichse hager o b'nichse hefker v'sayed v'hen tziyod echad o kir v'hen kir echad.
Correct. Or Hatzar Tzura b'nichse ager kana, Matzia Matzos b'nichse ager kana. Okay, why did I want you to read Halacha Gimel?
To say that it's not one-to-one, meaning that things which are kone, like Achila Peret works for Mechira, but not for Hefker, and vice versa.
Exactly. See, already your point, you can read my mind. Scary. Meaning, if I had asked anybody, right, you know, in what do you think is the relationship between Kenyan Hef Kenyan Chazaka Mina Hefker, right, Nichseger Hefker, whatever it is, or from a Dasacheres Makne, from a previous owner, are the standards going to be? If you take the position, standards will be the same. That's a no-brainer. A Chazaka is a Chazaka, right? Let's say I told you that there are discrepancies between Kenyan from a Bailim and Kenyan from Hefker. And I, you know, and I asked you, what do you think? Is it going to be easier or more difficult? Noah?
Typically we say that Dadachar and Makna makes it easier for Kenyan, but I would just say it's different. Meaning what you're trying to do in one is something different than what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, the point is as follows. Typically, it's easier to be Kona in a Hefker than it is to be Kona from a Bailim, because in one case, you have to overcome resistance. You have to change title. In the other case, you have a free, you know, you have an open field, basically, you know, if you pardon the pun, right? So, you know, you could do whatever you want. There's no resistance. You don't have to be Misalek, the old Bailim. Right? So typically, it should be easier. And that's what Halacha Gimel and on in the Rambam is saying. However, in that respect, Halacha Aleph and Beis are shocking. But not so much, really. Why, Noam?
Because when you have another party, meaning a mocher, then you kind of, you, the avenue of Horad Balut is open because there's another guy there.
Exactly. Because what's unique about Chazaka, Kenyan Chazaka, this is the question, is that maybe it's not the Maisa Begufa Karka objectively which changes the ownership. Maybe what it is a din in Horas Bailus. As a Maisa Kenyan, maybe it's not really all that compelling. You're not doing very much. Right? But as a way of demonstrating your ownership, you're acting like an owner. That's what I meant when I said that the overlap, I mean, what is Cheskas Raya? We're not doing this right now, but maybe next year. Cheskas Raya is Maksik Ba Kidim Mechazki Ba Inchi. Right? You have to act like an owner. You're living in the karka like as if it's yours. On the Kinyan side, what is Chazaka? There could be two perspectives and maybe overlap. One is you do, just like there's something called Mashika, there's something called Kesef, there's something called Hagbah. I mean, these are questions for, not for Kesef, but for Hagbah Mashika too. But, you know, it's a Maisa, an objective Maisa Kinyan. It symbolizes a change in ownership. You know, pulling somebody's thing into your Rishus or from some other Rishus, right? Which Kinyanim are about Siluk Mirshus HaKodemes, which are about, you know, Knisa L'Rishuscha, or both, right? This is the story of Bava Basra, you know, of Kinyanim. How do the different Kinyanim really work? How does that reflect in the conditions of the Kinyanim? We're not going to go into all that, obviously. That is definitely not for now. However, what's unique about Chazaka is either to look at it that way too. Oh, you're being machzik, because you're doing something as an owner, you know, that changes the landscape, literally, even a small change maybe, to make it your own. You're putting your own imprimatur, let's say, on the object. Again, if somebody else owns it and they don't agree, then you're just violating their sovereignty. You know, and that's actionable. It's against the halacha, and it's the Yotze B'dayanim, right? But if there's an agreement between the parties, you know, to go to change, you know, title, but it needs a formal, symbolic Maisa Kinyan, then the change in the karka is a way of putting your imprimatur on the karka and your kona. However, if I am mashtiach peros on the karka, right, or the owner of the karka symbolically hands me, you know, a box full of fruit, you know, from the trees that you know that grow on the karka, I'm not putting my imprimatur on the karka. There's no maisa begufadavar. But what there is symbolic horos bailus. I'm acting like the owner. Now again, now comes the point of hefker. For me to be acting like an owner, there needs to be an owner that I'm overriding. If there's a sadashal hefker, anybody can go in and gather peros. I go in and I gather the peros. That doesn't mean I'm the owner. Like that poor woman who did it for 13 years. And they said to her, you know, sorry. You know, she doesn't have to give back the peros. I mean, it was hefker. But that's not a roz bailus. It's a sadashal hefker. She didn't do a maisa beguf adavar. She didn't put her imprint, her imprimatur on the karka. She didn't do anything to guf a karka. And she didn't act like an owner because there's no resistance. Here the resistance is good. Here the resistance highlights the change because I can't act like an owner if there's a real owner unless, right, he or she, doesn't make a difference, has given me permission. But that's midin horoz bailus. So, horaz bailus works better when there's a das acheres makne. It doesn't work at all in sadashal hefker. That's exactly the Rambam shita. The Rambam says, I don't buy the whole thing. I think if you want to be kona karka b'chazaka, you have to leave an impri, you have to do a maisa b'gufa karka. The Rambam says, no, there are two ways. Are there two ways even in the Rambam? Or is it all Horoz Bailus, but there are different ways to do Horoz Bailus? Interesting question, not for now. In the end of the day, the Rambam's telling us in Hilchos Chiya, to your question, is it easier or more difficult to accomplish a Kinyan Chazaka and Hefker? The answer is both are true. The pure Horoz Bailus ones, it's more difficult because they don't translate into Kinyan Megufa Davar, because there's no resistance. But as far as what constitutes a gufa davar imprimatur, right, that there's less resistance. That's Rambam. Why am I telling you all this? So the Yerushalmi, in beginning of third parak above Basra, and in Kiddushin, a bunch of places. Yerushalmi has a different, seems to have a different psak on Mesiras Mafteach, as well as on Dalyo, you know, and so on and so forth. Shalmi says, one second, I'll just read the one in Balbasra, but it's the same, it's actually an interest. Maybe it's even more compelling in Kiddushin. I think I told you to look at this if you had a chance. So,
Evie?
Yeah.
Does the Rashbam's explanation of needing a stronger kinyan v'guf ha-davar?
We'll get to that. Yeah, the Rashbam is up totally. I had in mind when I was giving the explanation. So just hold off on that for one more second. Oh, you know what? While I'm looking for the Rashbam, go ahead. Explain. The Rashbam and Bava Basra, right, holds what? What's a shita?
Is that you need to actually like make a lock.
Number one, he holds that Mesira Samaftei.
Yeah. Works for Schiris and Kinyan.
But and Israya, Psachim.
Yeah.
And not only in Schiris.
Also in Mechira.
But also in Mechira. But then in order to explain other Gemaras, what does he say? Josh, go ahead. What you were just trying to say. He's Mechalek.
Between Nichsei Hager, being Kone from Nichsei Hager, and when there's a Mocher and a Okeach.
Exactly the same idea as the Rambam. Right? You have a line there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says...
No worries. Mechalik between the. Are you reading? Where are you reading?
Rashbam in Vavasra.
Yeah, go ahead. The one that read the line, Anun Gimel Amal Aleph, right?
Yeah, which one exactly? I said, he said when you. For Nichse Hager, it doesn't work because it's just like Mavriach Ari.
Yeah, keep going. Read the one on the Nun Gimel. One second.
Like, the Gabe Batim, Mafteichos, Have Becheska Socher, Vahu Adin, the Gabe Luknoso, Hani Mili Bemocher, Maskir Lechavero, about Benichse Hager, Mi Maser Lo Mafteichos, Sheikne, Hilkach Serech Binion Kolshehu.
Exactly. Right? That's the Dimur Mas of Hashta. So, what's he saying? It sounds like what he's saying is that Mesir Samafteach works how? As Haraz Bailos. And therefore it won't work in Nichse Hefker, correct?
Right.
So what's fascinating, I guess the missing link, if there is one, is a little bit in the Yerushalmi. So I'm just reading from Bav Basra. Hamocher Bais L'Chaveiro, Kivin Shemasar Lo Mafteach, Kana. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Amocha Bais L'Chaveiro, Kivin Shetzavar L'Tocho Peros, Kana. Omer Al Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, U'Bavad Peros Shiruyin L'Tzaber. Then Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Amocha Bor L'Chaveiro Kivin Shemasar L'Dalyo Kana. Same Yerushalmi appears in Kiddushin. There it's actually connected with the whole discussion about Tumah V'Tahara and other things. So if you look at the Pnei Moshe, just as an example, this is a classic. You know, again, many of the Mefarshei HaYerushalmi, you know, their propensity, their initial default inclination, right, is to project the Bavli on the Yerushalmi. So the Pnei Moshe here says, Have a command Amar Lele Chazeku Kni V'Kana. Right? And then the Maraponim here says, Kfar Biarti B'Chiburi B'Kiddushin to Misugis Habav, but he says, listen, he also starts with that. And then he says, however, Pashas, if you're the Rishalmi in Kiddushin, very hard to say that this is a Dinu Lechazeku Kni. Sounds like the Rishalmi really thinks that Mesirat Samafteach is Kona. Then he goes to talk about it in terms of Tahara. So actually the Ritva here, this I did not give you to look at. It's just one line or two words. But in light of all this, it's a very important two words. The ritva here. One second. He quotes Rashi. Pirush Rashi Mishunta Mesira Samafteach Kona. By the way, like Tosfos, a lot of the Rishonim, when they quote Rashi here, omit the word. Which word? Schiros. Right? Are they reading Rashi like, you know, through the lens of the Rashbam? Or because they're so convinced of this question of, you know, the equation between Cheskas, you know, Mechira and Chazaka in Schiros? Either way, they drop Schiros. They drop the word Schiros. But the Ritva says, Kasar Ritva, Afagav Dahachi Isa Birushalmi. Right? That what? That Mafteach is Kone. Right? Lesa. By the way, his explanation is also important. Bahocha Hainu Taima, the Tali B'Mesiras Mafteach, the Misha Sipek Biyado Lasos, all of Rami Milsa, so far like Tosis. But then he adds, make sure I get back to this. Lefisha Yesh Al Kol Echad Taima. Interesting. Meaning, because what's the problem? The problem is, if you hold like Bali Tosis, so Mesiras Hamafteach is not a kinyan, but it's still enough for this. Bishlam of the Ran, you know, maybe you need both. You need kinyan, but if you don't have Mafteach yet, maybe not. You need kinyan and Mafteach. According to Tosis, the way Tosis is reading the Gemara, all you need is Mafteach. Is without a kinyan? It says, Afisha Yesh Al Kol Echad Taima. What does it sound like? Well, but of course it's true in part, and it goes back to the early part of the Gemara, namely Chamira Didei and Rishusei. But you might think, oh, by the time we finished with the Chovas Hador and all that, we're past that already. We're not past it. It's like the Torah's Chaim in a way. I don't know about with regard to Bal Yeroah. But what he's basically saying, the question here isn't mutually exclusive. Who? Either him or him. The assumption is, and that changes the whole tenor of the discussion. The question isn't exclusively him. Really, really, both. Which one more? That's already a different kind of a question. To put you over the top there. Questions, what qualifies you for being a this one more question? Bailus? Rishus? But the Ritva is basically saying, Lefi Sheyesh Al Kol Echad Taima. Again, maybe it's limited to Bedika. It's a bigger chiddush which applies also to Bal Yirah. Okay. Anyways, he acknowledges the Shah. What do I want to say with all this? The Yerushalmi doesn't just say Mesiras Hamafteach is Kone. What does Yerushalmi also do? Yitzchak. Weiss.
The Yerushalmi, I mean, it's applying it as like also, more broadly.
Yeah, he's comparing it to what?
To a Kinyan Chazaka?
Yeah, but not any old Kinyan Chazaka. That's okay. We know that it's going to be
the Kinyan Chazaka. Which is Le'Haras Bailos.
Exactly. The Yerushalmi is comparing the Siras HaMafteach to Kinyan Chazaka al Yidei Haras Bailos Beperos. I would not have been shocked if the Rambam and paskind that Mesiras HaMafteach is Kona inochus mechira. Unfortunately, does he pass in that way? Stephen? How does Rambam paskin on Mesiras HaMafteach? Does he paskin that Gemara in Bava Kamma?
I thought he said that for both. I think when he equated Sechiras and Mechira and said that Mesiras HaMafteach is not a valid kinyan.
Correct. So unfortunately, well, does he say Sechiras and Lekeach, or he just says Lekeach?
I'm not sure.
If I tell you both. I'm not sure, Alfie. I want to look at that again. But that's the one in where? In Perek Aleph? What's the Rambam's view about the Sirsa Mafteach? He quotes it with regard to Lechazei Kukni, right? Who has a language?
He just says Hamocher. Does Hamocher buy Lechaver who must allow to Mafteach? Or is it Kimisha Amar Lo Lechazei Kukni?
And Hamocher Tabor. Again, I would have been thrilled based on the Yerushalmi. That seems to equate Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, and Tezayin cases, and Mesiras HaMafteach, and that's Shitas HaRambam. So if the Rambam had paskin that Mesiras HaMafteach works, of course, the problem is that would be against the Bavli. Right? The Tzana of the Perek case is not against the Bavli. I mean, the Rambam's, you know, like you have to take a step back. The Rambam's dealing with all the objective evidence, right? So the Rambam is actually with Yerushalmi equates, the Rambam distinguishes. But the Rambam doesn't say anything about Tzchirus. And in Perek Beis, Silchus Chametz, Halacha Yud Zayin, all the Nosei Kelim jump in and they impose the Ran or Tosis on the Rambam. Because they say, oh, look, he paskins Mesiras HaMafteach is only Lechazei Kukni. Look, he paskins that, you know, the kinyanim that work for Mechira are the kinyanim that work for Schiros. I'm not so sure. So what I want to basically say is just like the Rambam shows flexibility when it comes to Horas Bailas Al Yedei Chazaka Beperos, right? By being b'chalek l'chumra in this case, between mechira and hefker, I think the svara of the Korban Nesanel, but with the formulation, not that there's a fourth kinyan, kesef, shtar, chazaka, and mafteach, no. It's a rehabilitation of the Yerushalmi. I'm not sure if there's a pshat in the Rambam. It could work in the Rambam. There's nothing in Hilchos Chametz that says that the Rambam is Tosis or the Ran. Only the assessment of the Nosei Kelim based on his other psakim, which in my opinion leave plenty of room, a gaping hole, and some, as I say, good reason to speculate that maybe it isn't so for the Rambam. But my main focus at the moment is not Rambam, because I just don't know. I just don't think you have to say that in Hilchos Chametz. But for Rashi, right, who emphasizes Schiros, right, to say, even if you hold like the Ravid, let's say it this way, even if you hold like the Ravid against the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tezvav, and Tezayin, but shiny Schirus Lakula. Just like the Rambam was shiny Hefker Lachumra, for the various, it should be much easier to be Mora Hora, Hora's Bailus, through Peros, or to make a Kinyan. What is Schirus? And especially if you hold that the Pshat and Rashi, now it's like the Pnei Yoshua, the Mekor Chaim, they're all saying, oh, the Rashi about Bittol and Bedika is Lashitaso and Vavam and Aleph, that he understands that Lo Yimatze says, you know, that Tzchirus is Kanya Lagabe Chometz. Not that even though it's not Kanya nonetheless, you're potter. So what I'd like to say about that is, if that's true, that this implies, may imply, that the Rambam, and we said this by already in the Rambam, and the, I'm sorry, that Rashi and Dalar ben Aleph, who says already that the schiras is, I'm sorry, the bias is shal asocher legabe rishusei. That's how he learns Lo Yimatzei. But not just as a gzeres hakasav in chametz, maybe even in general. Maybe like I was trying to develop in the Rambam versus Tosis in Bab Metzia and Avodah Zarah, maybe Rashi and the Rambam both think that Schirus is this quasi kind of a kinyan. It doesn't eliminate the maskir, but legabe tashmishim, or legabe the dinim of the dar, of the present dar, not generation, but the dayar, legabe him, it's a kinyan, but not legabe the past, the future, etc. So if that's the case, Rashi will say, yeah, in Mechira, Mesir Samavtech is not good enough. It's not a kinyan begufa. Giving somebody a key has nothing to do with the chefza that you're being kona. And by the way, I'm not troubled by the fact that the Rambam's mechalik between Mesir Samavtech and Sana de Peiri. Because still that's something that you do on the karka. Right? But what I am trying to say is, with the Korban Nisanal's explanation, albeit for what I'm trying to explain is more within Chazaka itself, is correct. You're trying to be the Bailim as a Socher, not the Bailim as a Bailim. And therefore, Mesir HaMafteach is fine. And with the Rashbam, makes his distinction that parallels the Choschiyah, 100%. Okay? So that's what I want to say for Rashi. Any questions on that?
Yeah, just the heart of them. That Megini Shlomo, he's more in line, he does it in a more of a pilpul way, but he's more in line with Rebbe's Mahath than the Korban Asana, because he basically tries to prove that the Mahath will be considered like an Afsara Da'ara for Hira. And he proves that more by technical means, but he's trying to get
technical means may be evidence that points to that is compatible with this explanation.
Exactly.
Okay, so Magine Shlomo, the Rebbe of the Shach, you know, he gets put into the record.
Yeah, Sharon is also very clear.
And
I like the Korban Nisanal. I just don't like the conclusion this is a fourth Derech HaKinyan.
Right. And in the Yerushalmi also, it's interesting, given those other Yerushalmis, that the Yerushalmi in Sachem, Beis,
yeah,
seems to be more confident in Mesiras Mafteach than the Bavli also, in terms of this din.
Even in terms of the din Tzchiros, you mean? Yeah, you have that. I think Josh mentioned that to me as well.
The Yerushalmi is going even further than Bavli and saying that even in circumstances that there's not formal Tzchiros, the Mesiras Mafteach alone should work.
So what does that mean? Maybe it means because it is something.
Medayik, I can read it. They're medayik in the language because it begins by saying, Hamaskir v'ayis l'chaveru ad shelo yichanis l'socho, Hamaskir tzarech l'varer, Mishiyichnas l'socho, Hasocher tzarech l'varer. Amr of Shimon, Emasai bizman shemaser lo samavteach. Bizman shelo maser lo samavteach, Einu tzarech l'varer. But then after that, it says again, Amr of Yehuda barpazi, Boy, maser lo samavteach mahu. So the Mefarshim note that it's strange that the Gemara is asking about Mesiras Mafteach after it just stated it. And they say, no, that's a case where it's not even Beschiras. Just what's the din in a case where you have Mesiras Mafteach alone?
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So that is, that's what I want to say for Rashi. Again, the Rashbam, you know, does equate Mechira and Schirus. I think for the Rashbam, you need to say there's a machlokas hasugyas. By the way, for the Marapanim and some of the other Kevim Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, they certainly think it's a machlokas, even within the Yerushalmi, that there are, maybe, including maybe the one Psachim, about whether Mesiras Maftech is a Kinyan Chazaka. So the idea that the Rashbam thinks it's a machlokas in the Bavli, and it's a machlokas of Sugya, our Sugya against those other Sugyas, and that also you should be machalik between Hefker and Nasker Smakne, and the idea that even the Yerushalmi might be machlokas is something that works out very well in addition. And again, the Ritva makes his aura, that's important too. Now, separate from what I'm saying is the Mekor Chaim's take on this, which I alluded to before. Who saw that? Yitzhak Talinsky? If not, we'll get Yitzhak Weiss. Yitzhak Talinsky, are you there?
I'm here, Rabbi. I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't see it yet. Yitzhak Weiss, you saw it?
Lagabi, the issue of Mysterious Maftah?
Yeah. This is a continuation of the same Mahalach before he's trying to explain why, in his view, Rashi thinks that if everything would have been Doraisa, or if it wasn't for the fact that there was no Bittul, that, you know, the Socher would be obligated. Correct?
Right.
So then he says, oh, and that's Rashi Lishitaso on Mesiras Maftech. He's not interpreting the way I was interpreting, which is that Rashi holds that Mesiras HaMafteach, you know, is a kinyan for Schiras, period. And that's what's Koveya here. There's, I'm not, the way I'm reading Rashi, there's no additional, you know, Chametz component here, separate from the fact that Chametz depends on Rishus and not on Bailus, meaning Didei, Chamir Didei, you know, Rishusa Didei. But that's not how the Mekor Chaim read it. So you talk, you saw it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. So what does he say? You can either read the lines or you could just summarize. It's fine, either way.
Trying to find the line.
That's just Shazel Ritzon Rashi, the Moshe Kasav. See, in light of everything, it's just so fascinating how it all shakes out, you know, how it all unfolds, you know, depending on how you look at it. But you can look at, obviously, Rashi meant one thing and not the other. But the whole shock of it, it pushed everybody, all the Mfarshim, like to examine these questions and to see, does Chametz have a different definition of Rishus, a different definition of Kinyan? Those conclusions that are considered to be possible, you know, become, you know, stretching your understanding of Bedika, Bayira, Biur, the relationship between them, the relationship of all those two regular Kinyanim, you know, Rabbi Shmuel, the Gzeres HaKasav of Lecha. It all becomes part of the story. Okay, go ahead. You found it?
Yeah, so Asher Zeller, Kinyan Aschiros. So the Kavanasa Leos Mikri Beso Legabi Chametz. The Aschir is Lokanya. Rak the Gabi Chametz, Mikri Beso Koshim Matsu Biado. Uchshalom Masar Machteach, Lo Mikri Matsu Biado, Velo Mikri Beso.
Oh, so what's he basically saying?
That it's not necessarily about a formal Kinyan per se, but rather the idea of Mesiras Machteach is making it Rishus, which is the primary component of Machai Bedika.
Exactly. So again, given what he said before, the first, again, there are two different Rashis, right? One is Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya. Now this is the Rashi in the Hemshecha Sugya. But it's a fascinating and a very strong statement. So what he's saying is, oh, again, it's so interesting because the it's like all in a continuum in a way. What he's saying is, you know, Hilchos Chametz requires Tashmishim and Matsui. And for that, Mesiras Mafteach is good enough. It wouldn't be good enough for Kinyanim. It wouldn't be good enough for classic, you know, Kinyanim, even Shel Schirus. But it'll be not. If you put together Rashi Dalad, the first one, Rashi Vav, and how he reads Vav, and then the second Rashi on Dalad, and you put that all together, so Legabe Chametz and Matsui, nothing could be better than Mesiras Mafteach. Right? Then he has an interesting other point, like what he was going to say for Rashi, that he doesn't want to say for Rashi. You got that, Yitzhak?
Yeah, I'm just trying to pull up the whole. All right, Ve'in Lomar Bekavanetz Rashi D'Mesiras Mafteach Avi Kinyan Haschirus Shehei Chatzero Konelo Kivim Shmishur Midaito Ma'ashein Kinki Shalom Asra Mafteach Inu Mishur Melodas Hasocher.
So what's a suggestion? An interesting suggestion.
Right, similar to what he wants to say for the relationship in general between a socher and maskir, that this could be considered midaito of the socher, in that the kinyanim would be for the socher now as opposed to the maskir.
Right, but here he's suggesting a totally different pshat in Rashi. Right, maybe
that there is an actual kinyan in a way of the kinyan chatzer.
That's a kinyan chatzer. It's a din mishumar of chatzer, meaning that maybe mafteach would be a kinyan that would allow you to be kona derech hachatzer, so that the chametz would become shelo.
Right?
Because the mafteach is what dictates mishumar.
I mean, not a kinyan on the bais, but a kinyan on the chametz.
Yeah. That's a totally different pshat. But why doesn't he like it? I'm more interested. I think it's an interesting idea. A little, again, pilpulistic, but interesting. But what I'm particularly interested in is why he rejects it. Does that know?
Does that know the commercial das machab submission you give a khosh mish but the khatsar amuskar kona la hamaskir afsha socha mishtamish bo hum shum le daito mitam shkas va shakhsham kivon shu khatsa mishtamaris fu hu khatsar so ha khanam yo das aso from the khatsar amuskar kona la socha mitam shkas va shakh sham diskhiros liom memkar hu ave khatsar sho socha gam kin kona afsha mahtakh bi ara maskir.
So what does he reject it?
That he's still viewing the masker as the primary owner of the chatzer.
Right. But it's based on his equation. Why don't you say, whatever you say about the maskir, you should say about the socher, right? If there's a gzeres hakasuv, right? That he's the kona.
Right.
The question is that a good equation? Even if you see that he's assuming, if you hold that Tzchiris Liomei, that Tzchiris is Kinyan Ladavar Katsuv, then the Mafteach Biyada Masker should be nothing. Should be like a regular Nifkad, regular Shomer. Correct?
Right.
Just like if the Masker is the owner, then the Mafteach Biyada Asocher would be, you know, Biyada Nifkad, it would be nothing. But in light of everything we've been saying, which is even if you hold that the kinyan chatzer or that the rishus belongs to socher, either because schirus is kinyan lizman katsuv generally, or because of the gzeres hakasuv, you know, with regard to chametz, still shiny mimaskir, and the maskir is never a nifkad. Because in the end of the day, he still owns the property. In other words, this is rejected because of an equation, a huadin, you know, mida maskir, mida bailus maskir, lagabia socher, nishma bailus socher, lagabia maskir. In my opinion, that's never true. I mean, obviously, the Mekor Chaim thinks it's true, but that's always a vulnerable equation for the reasons that we discussed two shiurim ago about the nature of schirus. Okay? Good. So now, I thought we'd finish this today, but okay, let's just talk another minute or two. Okay. So we have Rashi. We've done our best with Rashi. Then there's the Mekor Chaim in Rashi. the Rashbam we've discussed, Magine Shlomo, I guess, and Korban Asanel. Possibly the Rambam. Okay, so there are two other shitos that aren't exactly Rashi, but also work midin kinyanim somewhat. I mentioned them, I just want to repeat them again. What is the Pnei Yoshua, who says that even though the Gemara say that, even though the Gemara say that Mesir Samafteach is not a kinyan gomor, maybe that means only Lagabe Chazara. But it doesn't mean that there's no kinyan. Right? And I wanted to, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same, but certainly what I was suggesting was that that's also the pshat, or something like it is the pshat in the Talmidei HaRashba, who says, Sharei kvar kono le'inyan desulo tzorech le'meimar le'i le'chazeku kni. In other words, this is an important yesod in general. There are two assumptions here. When the Gemara says Mesir Samavteach is le'chazeku kni, right, but pashtus, the way the most Rishonim are interpreting it, there's no kinyan at all. It just means it's a gili milsa, you know, that, you know, the pathway to a kinyan is open. There are no obstacles for doing the kinyan. It's a shiur in gili milsa. There's no opposition. You have a green light. Is the green light itself a darga, a rama, a shlav in the kinyan? Right? You would think not. And therefore, lechazeku kni proves that it's not a kinyan. But it sounds like the Talmidei HaRashba is quoting lechazeku kni not to show the limits of Mesiras HaMavteach, but to show the effect of Mesiras HaMavteach. Namely, why not say that, you know, legabe, the fact that I've cleared the way to the kinyan, that's tchilas hakinyan, or that's a form of a kinyan. In which case, what do you need for Bedikas Chametz? It's still a chiddush. Namely, do you need a kinyan gamor? Or is lechazeku kni sufficient? It's still different than saying you don't need any kinyan. And when the Pnei Yoshua says it's a kinyan, but you could be chozer, I think that's probably what he means. Does he mean that the lechazeku kni, the fact that it's up to you, the ball's in your court, the initiative is now, you could, you're omeid leo sabaylin. And that's kind of a kinyan. That's, I think, what Talmud HaRashba means. For Pnei Yoshua, does he mean that, or does he mean that Mesir HaMavteach is a kinyan, but there's still the possibility of Chazara? And then he adds, more pragmatically, since nobody wants to be Chozer here, you know, so that's not a dilemma. You know, the Efshar B'Chazara, which normally applies, doesn't apply here. I prefer to think that Shlav 1, I would say, if it's a Kenyan, Omid L'Chazara, if it's a Kenyan at all, even if it's not a Kenyan, still the very fact that it's in your initiative to make the Kenyan, that all that is a stage that is relevant to Rishus in Schirus, if not in Bailus. Again, is this only in Schirus? Not in Bailus? Maybe. Because anyway, the Schirus, you know, is a Kenyan under the rubric of the Maskir's, you know, continued titular ownership. So this question of how you look at Lechazeku Kni or at Mesir HaMavteach also maybe belong. So you have Rashi with the various Perushim. Right, we have the Rashbam. And then we have Talmud HaRashba, Pnei Yoshua, you know, something like what we're saying. Now again, the Ravid ends up being something close to that too, right? According to Josh's, I think, correct diuk, which is that it's ke, you know, hefker, and it's more siluk, and the fact that he's ome. Again, he doesn't say, oh, the initiative is insane. He could do whatever he wants. Right now he's, you know, in the driver's seat. He doesn't say that. But again, you don't need kinyan gamur at minimum for bedika, according to these views. Right? Okay. Now, what about what remains to be discussed? I just will need a couple more minutes to finish this off.
Rabbi?
Is Tosis on the run? Yeah.
Just a curious line in like the in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph when the Rambam writes the Kishem, that karkas nikne bekesef, and then Schiris is also.
Mm-hmm.
So when he talks about Schiris being nikne bekesef, levado, and shtar levado, and chazaka, he throws in a line, ve'ein echad mehen yochol lachzor bo. And like some of that, when pick it up, and they say that like if you did a kinyan suder on Schiris, then you would be able to be chozer. So I don't know. Just like an extra line that's relevant to what we were just discussing.
Yeah, what do the Achronim say about it?
No, just I just saw one Achron on the like one of the things. He says if you did a Kinyan Suder, he doesn't mention Kinyan Suder by Schiris. So a Kinyan, if they did a Kinyan Suder on the Schiris Karka, you would be able to be Choser. I just wonder if like the Rambam saying Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka are Einachad, Yachal, Lachzerbo. But if it wasn't one of those three, you can do something, but they would just have Chazara.
It's similar to the Pnei Yeshua.
I'm not sure. I just remember reading that line. And then when Rebbe said this, I just went back to it.
I didn't notice it. Again, you'd have to check methodologically to when the Rambam writes about other Kinyanim too, you know, and he can, you know, does he typically say, you know, V'ein Yachal Lachzerbo?
Right.
I don't remember at the moment. Like, look, you know, what does he say about Kinyan Suder? You know, in the beginning of Hilchos Mechira when he talks about it, or Perek Hey. And what does he say about Meshicha, Hagba, you know, Kinyani Metaltalin? Does he typically use that language, or does it stand out here? In which case, like, what's troubling him? I hear it. I hear the question. I don't know. Exactly. I'd have to look at it. Don't know exactly.
He says it a lot, so it's hard to know.
Right. If he says it a lot, then it could just be part of the, or it could be a recognition that, you know, something like Lechazeku Kniorts, equivalence is not nothing. Or maybe Legabi Mishapara, things like, you know, it's like you have things like that. I don't mean really Mishapara, but, or like, you know, whether or not, you know, Chazara at least is bad Midos, you know, those kind of issues. The question is how much of that is like quasi-Kenyan. In the case of Mishapara, that's a huge debate. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Okay.
Everyone's way?
Yeah.
This approach that that Bikas Chametz requires less of a Kenyan also is mashma from the Marach or Zarua quoted in Agos Ashuri.
Yeah. I was going to mention Kenyan Gamri, right?
Yeah. You don't need
to. I was just about to mention that. So yeah. It's not in the Orzaru, it's in the Marach Orzaru, I think.
Yeah.
But if you have it in Nagosa Shri on the Rush, he also has a line that it's not a Kinyan Legamri, is I think the language. Go ahead, Tani, have it?
Yeah. He says, V'afagav de Mesiris Maftechos lo kani Legamri, v'enyam b'dikas chametz, amisha yesh lo Maftechos, shame Kinyan Mutalov.
Yeah, shame Kinyan Mutalov. Both of those Lashonos stuck out to me as well. Again, I'm not sure exactly how it breaks down, but it's something like that Tamani Arajba, you know, Pnei Yeshua, something like that, 100%. They all go in a group. So then what remains to be done, that I just want to discuss, is the Ran and Tosis. So for the Ran, I think I think Tosis is much more Mechudash than the Ran. Again, the Ran's view is, as we said a second ago, is what, Davi?
That even though there was a Kinyan beforehand, the Mesiris HaMatefos would be with the indicator?
Yeah. So mostly it sounds like the Ran is Machmir. right? In order for the socher to be chayiv, he has to both have a real kinyan, but that's not good enough. He needs the mafteach as well. So that's interesting. Like, that's one kind of a problem, right? Actually, there are two aspects of the Ran to talk about. One is, why does he need a mafteach if he's the official owner? Right? So it could be it's pragmatic, and that's, you know, I think either way it's a little bit mechudash. But I do think it's also possible that if you have a kinyan but you don't have the mafteach, that there's something also a little bit lacking in your kinyan. Going back to, you know, the echoes of things that we were talking about, like Rabbi Yochanan Zelafishen Ishnal Zelafishen Bershuso, or Isuri Hana, sometimes you have titular ownership of something, but you can't use it. Does the halacha perceive that merely as a practical problem? Or does it consider operative ownership, I mean, ownership before all, the ability to use the object, you know, a level or a factor in ownership too? So I think there are two ways to read the Ran, that part of the Ran, right? Meaning his ownership, you know, in one sense is incomplete, and therefore he's not chayiv. Or, you know, there's a pragmatic element of bedikas chametz. You could be the owner, but if you, you know, and again, that probably is limited to bedika for the Ran. What is it, onus? But what's also intriguing is the other side of it for the Ran. And that is, okay, good. So let's say the Socher has a kinyan, right? But the Mafteach is Biyara Maskir. So forth. So it's like, what's the problem? He's got to figure out, he still has the Chiyuv. And remember, it's a little bit of an interesting thing because it's hard to say onus in completely because we're just talking about Mitchilas Yadalid, right? He's still the owner. You know, so 2 hours after nightfall, he can do the B'dikas Chametz, he gets the Mafteach. The Pasha says that he's Potter. If it was a Nifkad that had the Mafteach, right, the Mafkid wouldn't be Potter because of Onus, because he can't do it right in the beginning. Right? So it's a little bit hard. The onus idea here, like what do you want from the poor guy, is a little tough. If we say that it's a chisaron in his full kinyan, or that it's a pragmatic halacha, it's not onus. It just tells us something about bedikas chametz. Okay, that's part of the Ran. The other part of the Ran, of course, is the alternative. Right? And that is the maskir did he did from his point of view, he did the kinyan already. So just because he's holding on to the mafteach, let's say the socher were holding on to the mafteach. Let's say atosis a scenario according to the Ran. Seems clear that the socher would be chayiv. He'd be like a nifkad. So why isn't the mafkir like the nifkad? Right? So the Ran tells us why. Zach, why?
I forgot. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to pull it up.
Okay, we will finish in like 2 more minutes, 1:30.
In the Chidushim or on the Rif?
On the Rif.
Okay, sorry.
Did they say something different in the Chidushim? I don't remember.
I don't know. I'm asking why it's the Chavir. Let's say that we men of the Eilech. Imagine the Muslim of the Echad. The Mesirus of the Kona. The Amir of the Kama.
the lo kanya. Like shem shikar kaniknis because of shdarah chazak kach tifus kach kaniknis. Bechem midvar malala. Afi uhachi aminon the nihid the hazocher kno the nihid the hazocher kno. Afi uhachi kimin shabayis shel maskir vachamit shelo vadayin abayis meukav etzlo. Sheinas ocher niknis shem epnei shem aftech biado shel hamas shel maskir maskir levdok. The muscle of the code, the middle came and check now. Could you know beyond the lee as you have nickness? I'll so hit up there.
What does he say?
He says that since the bias is still in Mu'ukav Ethel, he has that lush, and the Mugan Avram has that lush, and also, but like since the bias is still, like he, I guess, locks the bias. So the
he says two things. The Ran actually says two things, right? Kivin Shachamet Shalo, the bias Shalo. V'amavtech biyado, right? Like, what would you say? This is what some of the Achronim discuss, the Chok Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch and the Makor Chaim discusses. What would you say in parallel about a mocher and a lokeach? Right, lokeach and made the kinyan for the mocher, but didn't get the keys yet. Ma'isim shibachol yom, so not. You know, crazy cases. Right? You rented the property and you didn't get the key from the super. Okay, so you bought the property and you didn't get the key from the owner yet. Right? So is the koveya, is the reason that the maskir, is it that the socher is potter because he doesn't have the mafteach? Or is it because the maskir is chayiv? Like there's something to say about each one. I'm not sure. It's hard to know. But the Ran, at least, is saying the yichus of the maskir here, the reason he's not a nifkad, because the chametz belongs to him. But the bias also belongs to him. Ooh, the bias belong to two questions. Does it matter that the chametz belongs to him, regabe bedika? Right? The chametz is still going to belong to him. The pashtus, I'm not talking about all the, you know, the Ran doesn't say that, you know, that in the case of Mesiras HaMavtech, the socher is koneh b'chatzer. Interesting. Is it like the Torah Chaim? Kind of, yeah, each one's a candidate. It's his chametz, it's his rishus. All I'm saying is the reason the maskir is not a nifgad, in theory, could be because the chametz is shelo, but that's true about a mocher and a lokeach as well. It could be because he still retains ownership of the house, right? That's not true in a mocher and a lokeach. But just in general, is it really true, period? I mean, the Marshal was saying in the beginning of the sugya, yeah, the maskir, Olav Abedika, because he's the real Bailim on the Rishos, even vis-a-vis the Socher. But others were saying that the Gzeres HaKosev Lo Yimatze, etc., and Sugya Navav Ben Aleph establishes at least Legabe Chametz that it's the Socher, but to the exclusion of the Maskir? That's kind of what I was bothered by a minute ago in the rejected suggestion of the Makor Chaim. I like anyways better what he says than what he rejects. I just thought that the rejection was open to dispute. So this is a really interesting point that the Ran emphasizes both. If you had one and not the other. Now, what would happen, according to the Ran, in a case where the socher was kone, was given the mafteach, and then he gave it to the maskir to hold on to it for him. He made the maskir a nifkad on the mafteach. Would that matter? What would be the din?
I guess it would be.
Or Zach, what do you think?
I guess it would depend on which one of these two reasons is like his main reason. If it's if the socher could be yotzei v'nichnas, then it should be on.
There's no chistaron in the kinyan, or at least the kinyan was completely finished, and he had pragmatic control too. Mitzad the socher, there's no. And he gave it up. I mean, that's not. I don't think so. Anyway, mitzad the maskir, right? Again, if he was retaining that part of it, but he didn't retain it, he gave it up. But he still owns the property, and he still owns the chametz. But now he's holding on to the mafteach, not as a maskir, right? Or as a mocher, if that would have been the case, but as a nifkat. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this case, and anybody have it open? I think the Ber Heitev says, or maybe Chok Yaakov, or one of somebody, they quote somebody. Anybody have it in Shulchan Aruch there? Who says, oh, same thing. Hu Adin.
I think it's a Ber Heitev. He says, "Va'afim masar mafteach l'socher v'chazer v'hifkid l'maskir al maskir livdok kevin shechamish shalov v'mafteach b'yado."
Yeah, I don't think that's so simple, because originally he had it as a remnant of the kinyan. Originally, the socher never had that level of operative ownership, and he has it. But Torah's the maskir who hachamish shalov. On a different level. Now he's wearing a different hat completely. So is the point that if the socher can't, then the masker does, because the other two are still true? Or is it the two that makes the third kaveya? Interesting conceptual questions, and it's interesting questions halacha lemaisa. And again, what would you say about the mocher and lokeach in that case? Right? Oh. So that's for the Ran. The Magen Avraham, I think, and others, when they quote why the maskir is not a nifkad, who said before that was it Zach?
Yeah.
No, the Magen Avraham quotes, I don't think he quotes the whole Ran.
No, he just has this lashon of Mu'uko.
Right, but I thought he also says, I thought he mentioned Shalom, but I thought he didn't mention. Yeah. Well, put it this way. The Meiri, when he quotes this, only mentions Hachshachamet Shalom. Interesting. Because they think on the turf battle, you know, either Lagabe Chametz, the Xeris of Kosovo, treat the Socher, or maybe, you know, if there is a mosque and a Socher, but the Socher is more. So the Meiri, when he quotes why the Masker holding the Mafteach would make the Masker Chayiv, he emphasizes Shalom. He doesn't mention the bias. I thought also the Magen Avraham. Is that right, Zach?
I think the Magen Avraham says both. He says, "Holo v'achamit Shalom v'adayin habayis m'ukav etzlo."
Oh, adayin habayis m'ukav etzlo. I thought that meant that the Mafteach.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, I see. That's so interesting. I read that as like he's holding on to the Mafteach, not the fact that he's the real owner of the Bialin. You're saying Mu'ukav Etzlo may mean, you know, he retains his part of the bias.
Yeah.
Holding
yeah.
the keys. Yeah, not sure. Or holding the keys is a shear in his retention of the bias.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's different than what the Ran says. For the Ran, there are three things. Or at least the two are, he's the titular owner of the house, and the Chametz is his. But again, you could buy, you know, the Miri says only the Chametz is his. Other Rishonim will say the Chametz isn't really his anyway, or the Chametz is irrelevant for Bedika. Interesting. So that is for, that's what I want to say within the Ran. I think it's interesting. These are interesting questions. What about Tosis? Okay, then what about Tosis? I'll hold off on. I'll start with that. And then I want to talk about, Cheskas Baduk. The Shaile, Namanus, and then we want to start talking about, if you finished all that stuff, which we'll do quickly, hopefully, start looking at, the definition of bitul. We did this partially already when we did the first run, but remember the run, but the Rashi, the Tosas, especially the Ramban on bitul. And then I'll give you a few more things to look at. The Meiri, Meiri here, the Meiri Maganavos, a bunch of other things, to look at in terms of bitul. Okay? But Tuesday we'll pick up with, the final point, just about maybe a few more haaros, but as quickly as we can. Tosas. Because Tosas' view, of course, is the opposite problem. Right? With Tosas, what we're saying is the socher could be chayev bedika, even though he has no formal connection yet, other than pragmatically, the fact that he's going to be, we all know that he's going to be the owner. I mean, the renter. But there's no legal, formal relationship. So what does the Maaseir Samaftach do for him? And what if the opposite were true? Right? If the Maaseir was holding on to the Mafteach, even though the Kinyan did take place, what would Tosa say about that? That seems to be a big machlokas among the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So we'll talk a little bit about that and then move on. Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday. Okay? Tuesday should be live, hopefully.